This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It is Tuesday, the 29th of June, one more day in the month. Ringo Starr, 80, has dropped a legal battle with Ring-O Sex Toys because he thought that the trademark might cause confusion. So he's sort of, he actually challenged them, saying it's too similar to his name and might cause confusion. But he's now, because to be honest with you, it could go very expensive. And it's not really worth it. I don't think that Ringo Starr would have a sex toy. You know, call me naive. South African women will be able to marry as many men as they want at the same time under proposed new law. Lovely. Business and TV personality Musa Musaleka, who stars in a reality TV show about his family. He's got four wives. I just don't understand people with all these different wives and all the rest of it. It's all very odd, isn't it? Countdown fans have rejoiced. Yes, back she came, looking a bit of a mess, actually. Gave her trademark goodbye wink, but seriously, it looked like she had conjunctivitis. It was like that. But she had a very nervous debut. Well, this would have been filmed ages and ages ago. And so she was the queen of mean. And she always used to wink at the end. Well, now, of course, it just looks a bit sad. It just looks a bit sad, so please don't. How do you want to drop £14 in 2 weeks? OK, which is bad. You're only supposed to drop £2 in a week. So really, this one is a weight loss device. Magnets to clamp your teeth together and helps you drop £14. And makers say it's a less invasive treatment. You can't open your mouth. I mean, liquid only. I don't quite get that at all. I mean, it's, you know, they have done trials and all the rest of it. I wouldn't fancy it, would you? I can't think of anything worse, actually. But because all that will happen is, I mean, they do give you a device, a tool to open the device in an emergency. Yeah, like I'm panicking. I can't open my mouth. Anne Robinson laughing off amazing pre-surgery in 1987. Countdown throwback as she debuts as the new host. She does look a bit out of her depth there. She does a little bit. Sorry about that, Anne. But, I mean, you know, 76, dear. 76. Liam Payne reveals he's undergone cupping therapy. I don't even know what cupping therapy is. But he showcased his hunky frame. He was on, I think he was on Gogglebox. And so cupping is where you get marks from the treatment, red circles on his chest. There's not much of him, actually, is there, really? Bless his heart. But he's 27 now. It's just that we all think that they're all very young. You know, we still think he's sort of 18, 19, but he's not. Line of Duty's Daniel Mays reveals he doesn't think James Nesbitt's character is dead and reckons the show bosses are dangling the carrot of his return. We like Daniel Mays. We like him a lot. Peter Andre, oh, look, how lovely. He shares behind-the-scenes snaps from the garden party he threw ahead of Princess's birthday, which included a stunning teepee and a picnic. She's 14, love. She dresses up as her mother. She's 40. A teepee? Where are you coming from? Poor old Peetsy. Poor old Peetsy, who's set to turn, what, 60, isn't it, I think, next birthday? And so he did a little picnic. You really are on another planet, aren't you, dear? Planet Pete. She's 14. There's a girl the other day in the papers who she was wearing makeup from the age of 11. And if you remember, we have seen pictures of Princess over the years, done up by her mother, you know, but you don't ever want to look like her. And she's done it up, well, he's actually done up the garden, like it had a colourful balloon arch. She's 14, dear. She's 14. She wears makeup, OK? And you've given her a tent with some balloons. Poor old Pete, honestly. What did you buy her, though, love? That's what we'd like to know. But he did offer fans a glimpse of the celebrations he set up. Sorry, he set up? I don't think so. I shouldn't imagine Pete could even hammer in a nail. Wait a minute, he can't hammer in a nail. We saw him on the DIY SOS, where Pete was put in a pair of dungarees. He looked like a reject from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And he couldn't bang a nail in. He was that blooming useless. Couldn't imagine he could even wire a plug. Dominic Cummings mocks trolley Boris Johnson for claiming he sacked Matt Hancock. But he didn't. He didn't. No, Dominic, you got it wrong again, love, haven't you? Why don't you get a hair transplant? You look far more attractive and less sort of aggressive all the time. But he didn't. He didn't. Old Hancock quit by himself, which we knew he would. Love Island fans panic. Oh, panic. What's the matter, dear? Panic. Over what? Well, because ITV Hub goes into meltdown because there was... You can't watch three things, can you? There was the football, there was the Love Island. But I'll tell you, you missed nothing on Love Island. It was full of the usual bunch of... It really was quite dreadful, I'm afraid. Quite dreadful. And it's also... They've actually got them now chewing each other's ears and snogging and all the rest of it. It really is like... You know, do you remember years ago, it was Vickers and Tarts party? This is just tarts. It really is embarrassing. I never wear a bikini. Amanda Holden admits she sunbathes naked. I do the same on holiday, stark naked. And she's also tried to join the Mile High Club with her husband, Chris Hughes. Enough already. Don't anymore. They did do a list in the paper, which I read out earlier on, of all the people who are going to be appearing in non-celebrity karaoke. It really is tragic. It really is tragic. It's very embarrassing. Touching moment. The crowd at Wimbledon Centre Court, including the Duke of Kent and Romeo Beckham. Romeo Beckham? What in God's name was he doing there? Did a standing ovation. I don't know what Romeo Beckham is there. Perhaps they know people in low places. And so he went there. And Jackie Stewart was there as well. Ed Sheeran reveals he wants more children with his wife, who's called Cherry Seaborn. He's only 10 months after he had the last daughter called Lyra. And he discussed juggling parenthood with romance. What was it, darling Cherry, that first attracted you to the multimillionaire Ed Sheeran? Shawn Mendes reveals key takeaway from the row he had with his girlfriend, Camila Cabello. He's actually 22. And he appeared on the Man Enough podcast with a load of people you've never heard of, including somebody called Liz Plank. That's how you could describe all the people on Love Island. And he was sort of discussing the row he had with his girlfriend. Sorry, darling, we don't really care. I do beg your pardon. GMB's Martin Lewis goes missing on set before defending flouting the show's dress code by not wearing a tie during a hosting debate. Yeah, I mean, I've said before, good guest, not great presenter. You know, it's a shame, really. And the finance, he's 49, actually, for that read, 53. They always add on, don't they, and deduct. But he didn't wear a tie, despite the request from producers. Yep. That means your 3 days is going to be finished very shortly, love. But there you go. Irina Shayk goes topless on the beach. She's having a romance with Kanye West. What was it, darling Irina, that attracted you to the multi-millionaire Kanye West? She's a supermodel and she went topless on the beach. Of course she did. She's a model. They take anything off. She'll go bottomless if you pay. Australia's Got Talent is cancelled due to the COVID outbreak. Celebrity judges Neil Patrick Harris and Alicia Dixon come home just days out. We like Neil Patrick. He's got a lovely husband. Lovely husband. And he's been very good when he's hosted the Grammys and all sorts of bits and pieces. He's very versatile. Very versatile. And Alicia Dixon we love anyway. And so they went out there. And then also radio host Kate Ritchie and actor Shane Jacobson are all expected to be paid in full for their time. Oh, I could do with a job like that. I always love it when they go, so we've had to cancel this, but don't worry. We're going to pay off your entire contract. Oh. Prince Harry mentions his brother, William and I, recognising Mum's 60th birthday. Yeah, lovely. I mean, nobody's interested, Harry. I really couldn't give a stuff. I'm sorry, love. Very sweet of you to make a contribution. But I'm sure as soon as he's finished doing the statue, whatever it is thing, he'll piddle off back to America. He'll stay there, as far as I'm concerned. Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lynn, fights back tears as she finally breaks her silence on this conservatorship and says she's not relying on the pop star to pay her bills. They're really a horrible family, aren't they? I don't like this family at all. Very unnecessary. Britney... Get rid of all of them. Make sure they don't get anything in the wills. Makes it happier.
As a pro fish pie reviewer, I'm so busy eating fish pies, I barely have time to cook. Good thing a Hisense built-in electric oven makes both cooking and cleaning as easy as fish pie. Preheat Assist lets you know when it's reached the ideal temperature. Even Bake distributes heat equally. And high-temp pyrolytic cleaning lets you sit back while it cleans itself. Get yours today with better than half-price installation and free recycling on selected ovens. Easy come, easy go at Curry's PC World. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply. See online.
Rylan Clark Neal breaks his silence. Well, of course he does. Sorry, dear. You going back to work yet? No, I'm not going back to work, no. But I'll break my silence to tell you that he's not in a good place. After making mistakes that led to the breakdown of his marriage, he said, I'm seeking help. It's not a sex addiction, is it? We had that with Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe went to a clinic because he had a sex addiction. Russell Brand as well. I mean, we've seen Russell Brand naked. You know, just an apology to people, I suppose, would be the best thing. But he said, I'm not in a good place at the moment. I'm seeking help. So they've split. He made no secret of his desire to have children, whilst Dan, who shares son Cameron, 20, with his ex, wanted to find TV stardom. But unfortunately, Dan is about as wooden as Sherwood Forest. He's got a son who's 20. So obviously, Dan's played both sides of the fence. It gets very confusing, doesn't it, this showbiz lifestyle. Sources said, Ryland loved being a stepdad and was wonderful, but it just couldn't fill the gap he felt for wanting his own children. So he's seeking help. So not in a good place. And following this absence from his Radio 2 show. Almost a blessing in disguise, I think. But poor old Dan, wooden. And it just didn't work. We saw them doing it on This Morning and Dan couldn't do it. You can either do it or you can't do it. And he couldn't. But apparently the BBC officials have voiced hopes for Ryland's imminent return. Really? Gosh. Well, there you go. But we all want to know, don't we? You know. Have you? I mean, do you have an addiction? If you're seeking help for something, well, that can't be an addiction to work because that's just work and you just slow down. Or your agent says, I'm not going to book you any more things for the time being. If it's a sex addiction, it's something completely different. Although I tell you, you have to look at him. He's a bit emaciated, isn't he? I mean, poor soul. What with the dyed hair, the Botox, like that, the vacant look. Dreadful. Can staying up all night beat your insomnia? I don't know, actually. It sounds bizarre, but experts believe it can reset your body clock and help to end sleeplessness and the depression so often linked to it. Oh. So if you suffer from insomnia, you get depressed at the same time. I mean, we've all had nights where you go, oh, I can't sleep for love nor money. I've done that where I got up the other day and only been in bed about 3 hours. Oh, sorry, 3 hours and nearly went to sleep then. And then I watched a little bit of television. I had a peach. Climbed back into bed. I was out for the count. Out for the count. I'm very lucky. I don't really suffer from insomnia at all. I'm very sort of good. I did water the baskets, though, yesterday. I did get out there and water the baskets. Today, the car goes in. Very excited. Very excited. And then hopefully for this weekend, I shall be taking the car and some goodies down to my godchildren's. Depends what the weather's like. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind driving in the rain either. I can quite happily cope with something like that. But I don't want to drive down in the car that they're going to give me. Because it's only a Mercedes. And, you know, I mean, seriously, I've scraped the barrel before in my life. But I'd rather take my car down there. It poodles down the motorway much, much better, doesn't it? Anyway, have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, the same time, 4 o'clock, for more Steve Allen's Early Breakfast. Till then, thank you for your letters. Thank you for your texts. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your company every day. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.